HKX, mobile.
KN4RJN, sitting still. What are you up to?
I'm just coming back from my mom's house. How are you this evening?
It's another day in paradise, what can I say? The dog's asleep on the couch, the cats are knocked out, I'm watching TV and doing pretty much nothing else except drinking a beer. My wife is up in North Carolina at the other house, and they're supposed to get hit with another ice storm this evening. We got hit up there a few days ago and knocked out power and trees down across the road. It was a mess. And on the gas station across the road from the grocery store near where we live, caught fire.
Thing's interesting.
I think every fire truck in the county was there. The fire was actually in the kitchen of the little convenience store slash sandwich shop, whatever it is, next to the gas, or there at the gas station. And apparently they were very determined to keep that fire from spreading to the tanks, because there was at least a dozen fire trucks there.
I told you about that, Gary.
Definitely a smart move.
To that, who else we got in here?
KV4CBA.
You coming back from tennis?
Yes.
Mikey, what can I say? How you been?
Oh, I've been better. I got my rear end kicked tonight. I'm both matches, so, but I got plenty of exercise in.
Holes in your racket, maybe you won't miss so many. Patch those holes in your racket, maybe you won't miss them any.
Unfortunately, I've got a string that's getting ready to break on my racket, and it's only about, I don't know, two or three months old, and it's getting ready to break anytime. It's right in the middle, right dead center.
You get buying them cheap Chinese strings.
Tennis Express. They strung it and mailed it to me. I love the racket. It's just, I can't believe the string's getting ready to break. But anyway, I'm going to play with it till it breaks. It's a hybrid. It's got different strings, vertical strings, and it's got like nylon on the horizontal strings. Those are the ones that are getting ready to break.
I don't know what to tell you, but at least you're having fun doing it, right?
And who else is in here? I didn't mean to take over the conversation. Y'all go ahead.
04 HKX, it's Patrick up here in Penrose. So where, what part of North Carolina are you moving into?
Brown Summit. It's a little north of Greensboro.
Toward the middle of the state.
I think I'm going to be a little bit too far to hit this repeater. It's about 159 miles or something that I measured straight line on Google Earth. But, yeah, it's a little little north and a little just a little bit west of Greensboro.
Well, you just need a 100-foot tower and a good beam, good 2-meter beam, and, you know, about 1,500 watts, you'll be able to hit it.
Roger, except the homeowners association there, I don't think is going to let me put up a 100-foot tower.
Never see it.
Well, the houses are close enough together, and there's a little creek back behind my my house. You go down a hill, a little creek, and then up a hill, and there's more houses over that way, so I'm covered in all directions. Somebody's going to see it.
Associations, they don't let you have any fun.
Roger, I try to avoid those most of the time, but this was what we could find in the time frame and the price range that we were looking for, so I'll live with it. I'll rig up something up in the attic and see if I can get anywhere.
It's a good idea. I'm in HOA. I've got my Carolina Wyndham in the trees in the backyard and my 2-meter J-pole is attached to one of the vents on the back of the house, so you can't see it from the front.
Down to the creek, there's some big tall trees along there. I might be able to sneak something into there.
You see my Wyndham, Carolina Wyndham, it's, I mean, I really have to look hard for it just to find it.
Fairly tall pine tree that's fairly filled out, and just off the corner of the house, I might be able to sneak something up into there and then not find it. First, my ham shack's going to be on the second floor anyway, and there's a walk-in access to the attic just off that, so I might be able to, and the attic goes back forever, so I might be able to sneak something up in there, stick something up in the rafters and see if, see what kind of reception I get.
Part of this repeater make it that way?
We've had guys check in from, I'm trying to think of the name of the town down in Georgia. Elberton, I think it was. We've had guys check in from down there. So that's a fur piece. But Greensboro is a good 150, 160 miles from Caesar's Head. So that's going to be a stretch, I think.
Yeah, I live right here under Caesar's Head in Penrose or Little River on the other side. And Greensboro is quite a ways away.
Guys check in from Charlotte before up there, but I'm about an hour north of that, back west, but further north. So I don't think I'm gonna be able to hit it. On the bright side, there's a guy down there about 20 miles from my house got a repeater that is also echo-linked, so I'm going to see if I can sweet-talk him and let me echo-link link his repeater to this repeater and see if I can still communicate.
Say hello to my old high school girlfriend when you get there.
I'll look her up. My wife's calling. I'm on back out of here for just a second, guys. You go on.
Dave, how was your day?
It was good. I didn't do a whole lot. I worked on changing a cartridge in the shower in the extra bathroom because it's dripping and it's still dripping. So even the plumber, we're having our main bathroom totally redone, and they gutted it, and they just put the shower tile in today. They're going to grout it tomorrow. We got the floor in, so we're a long ways to go yet. But anyway, but then I noticed the other bathroom is dripping. It's just like a drip every 5 seconds. And I changed the cartridge, and it dripped even worse. So I took it back, and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with it. Even the plumber's scratching his head. He's been doing this for years. He's a certified plumber, electrician, everything. I mean, he's been doing bathrooms for years and years.
Talking to Ken yesterday about that, I believe you said it was a Delta.
Oh, that's what we think it is. Honestly, I don't know. There's nothing on the cartridge that says Delta. So I honestly don't know. I wish I could find who built the house. It's about 15 years old, and see what they put in that thing. I don't know if they if they'd have a record of that or not, but anyway, we'll figure it out. It's, I've got it down to one drip for every 5 seconds, so it's getting better.
Storm, you might not have to worry about the pipes freezing.
I had to put a coupling in the main line, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and I'm glad it happened when it did. It was, you know, a lot warmer, and it was the 1st of January, and what happened was the sprinkler, people that put the sprinkler system tied into the main line, and they put this real thin 1-inch pipe, but it was thin as paper, and I mean, it's not up to standard, and it even had a scratch on the outside of it, a gouge, and that's where it started. It finally just let go and started leaking, and it was right there at the meter, and so my meter started filling up with water. So that's how I knew I had a leak.
When I got out of high school,
I'd like to have a come to Jesus with whoever installed that sprinkler system, but we don't even have a receipt at my parents' house, and he had my dad. I remember when he had it done. It hadn't been that long ago, but you know, I didn't inspect their work because I figured they knew what they were doing. But anyway, c'est la vie. KP4 CPA. For RJ, and I'm back. That spot there, brother, you're barely readable.
Better. I said I'm going to hop out of here. Pulled in the driveway.
A little better. Well, you have a good evening there, and 73's to you. Take care. Glad you made it home safe. My wife just called and said they're headed over to my daughter's place because they're certain to lose power, and they don't have any furniture up there. And we're on a community well up there, so when we lose power, we lose water. So my son-in-law's got a camp stove and a camping coffee pot, and they've got gas fireplace and all that happiness, so they can stay warm over there. Not most of that, but yeah, your signal's a lot of static in there. But 73's to you. Have a good evening and good chatting with you. And for you, UBG, I couldn't think of that. For a minute there, I couldn't think of that. Your suffix. You still rolling, or are you back at the house yet?
I'm pulling in the garage. Pulling in the driveway to pull in the garage. Gary, so I guess I'm going to leave you holding it.
Okay, we got a net coming up here in about half an hour. I'll have people to talk to. You take care of yourself, 73s, and try to stay out of trouble.
KP4 CPA, no promise on that last comment there. that's my middle name. Sometimes it's just hard to stay out of trouble. But anyway, I'll do my best as 73s, and you have a good evening. Stay warm, and I'll clear out of here after your final KP4 CPA.
To that. Well, I've got a dog and 3 cats to keep me warm, so, and they all cuddle into the bed when it gets cold, so we'll be fine. 73's to you. You have a good evening. KM4RJN, I am clear.
JN N4ZLK.
What's up?
Hey, I've heard you're moving to Greensboro. I haven't had a chance to throw this out. There's a, you probably know this already, but there's a repeater up on a TV tower. It's up like 1,500 feet. I think it's owned by the Raleigh Club, but it's a really popular repeater. And I can't remember the frequency. I was trying to look it up. I've got it programmed in my other radio. I think it's 145 something. But that's a really active repeater. When I drive up there at nighttime, there were guys all through the night. It was very enjoyable. I could pick it up just north of Charlotte and start keying it up a little bit further than that. But it was a very good repeater.
Yeah, Shane. Well, I'll look that one up when I get up there. There is a guy. It's got a repeater. It's about 29 miles, I think, from my house, which is about how far I am from Caesar's Head right now. And his is Echolink also. And I'll see if I can talk to him, see if we can link those two repeaters together, Caesar's Head and his, and I can keep hopping on this net through that way. And I'm not sure how well that would work, but we'll give it a shot.
And I doubt they'd let you use this one. It's so active, but it's got a Echolink 2, which I've heard people use it, but I've never been able to get it to work. I tried to get it to work several times, so I don't go back up there anymore. But there's a guy up there, W4OVT, Oscar Victor Tango. His name is Mark, and he's got a 1010 net that he runs on Saturdays. But if you happen to hear him sometime, just tell him Shane said hello. I can email him, but I haven't talked to him on the radio since I haven't been up there.
Is that call again?
Oscar Victor Tango, W4OVT. His name is Mark, and he's on there quite a bit. He's a really, really knowledgeable guy and real nice guy to talk to.
I called Lynette on this repeater on Friday nights, and I'm not going to be able to hit this repeater from up there. But I'm going to see if I can ask him to borrow his repeater and echo link it to this repeater on Friday nights for a little while, for about an hour, and see if I can keep calling the net. That's a thought. Yeah, worth a shot, I suppose.
Check-in's up there, too, probably. N4ZLK. I hope it works out for you. Where is that repeater located that you're talking about?
Well, I'm moving to Brown Summit, which is a little north and west of Greensboro, and his repeater is down a little south and east of me, about, I can't remember now what it was, like 29 point something miles. The call sign on it was W4BAD.
I'm not familiar with that one. There was a couple that I used. I mainly stayed on that one. As soon as I got north of Charlotte, I'd flip over there because 11, 12 o'clock at night, there wasn't anything going on in Charlotte either. So, but there was another one up north of Greensboro, up near the mountains, that there was some guys that could reach that one. I could reach it from there in Greensboro or just south of Greensboro. And that was pretty active as well.
Did a search on repeaters up in that direction. There's actually quite a few, but this guy, he actually has two. He's got W4BADR and W4BADL, and one of them, it does have Echolink on it. So, and then there's another one up there, and I can't remember the call right now, that's also Echolink, and he's about in the same area as this guy. So there's several repeaters up there that are, in fact, have Echolink on them. And you can Echolink two repeaters together through the Echolink. So I would go on air to the repeater. It Echolinks to this repeater and then goes out over the air. So I could still do it with the radio instead of having to do it through the computer.
It'd be ideal. I'll bet he'd let you do that because that time of night may not be a lot going on. And just once a week, too, for a little while.
I'll look him up and, go over and take a bottle of my best whiskey over there and get to know him.
Got a teetotaler and offended by it.
Backup plan. I'll take some fruit juice or something, but... or a case of beer or something. I'll figure out something. But I'm wanting to get to know this guy once I get up there.
Remember that other frequency? It's pretty easy to find. You can go to the Raleigh Amateur Radio Club website, and it even says it's on a television tower. And I'm pretty sure it's 145.2 something or 250 or something like that. But anyway, it's a real good repeater. A lot of good guys on there, and there's almost not a quiet time. In fact, there was a group of guys up there. They called themselves the oh my goodness. When you don't sleep, Insomniacs Club. That's what it was. Because it would be in the middle of the night, one, two, three in the morning. They're still talking away.
Looking them up right now. Here we go. Let's see here. Where is your? It's in here somewhere. Come on, guys, help me out here. Let me look here for a second. Well, he's got 146.64. He's got 144.13. And 444.525. So he's got a couple things going on up there.
They've got a whole bunch of repeaters listed and the different things on their website. The call of the echo link for the call for that repeater is W4JLH. Whiskey 4, Juliet, Lima, Hotel, dash R.
Roger. I'm seeing, I'm saying W4DW, W4RNC in Raleigh, and, well, there's a whole lot of stuff on here. I'll have to explore this page a little bit and see what's going on.
Separated out by bands, and they got them color-coded for different, some of them are linked for different services and things like that. They've got a lot of listing on their website.
Roger, they got 2-meter FM phone, 146.52, 146.535, 146.55, 58, 147.42, 2-meter national simplex channel, random use by anybody, joined South Wake and Johnson counties for nightly chats, used in Wake County for public service, and then there's more. There's a whole lot there.
Yeah, but it should have a description beside it on a television tower, so I think it's up 1,500 feet. You can see it driving up 85. About 30 miles out of Greensboro, if you look to the northeast, you can, or, well, I'll tell you what, look to 2 o'clock as you're driving. I don't know if that's the northeast or not, but you'll see that big television tower blinking.
Repeater, Auburn, WRAL Tower, wide coverage, South Wake. Wherever that is.
Might be it's a little southeast of Greensboro, but it is a Raleigh repeater. Raleigh's not that far away, so I guess it'd be north or southwest of Raleigh.
Another one on that, wait a minute, is that the same one? No, 146.88, also on that tower. That's Skywire net. And there he is. 146.94, W4BAD. Butner, part-time link to 2. Oh, no, wait. This is part-time link to W4BAD. Is WA4IZG. So, yeah, there's another one on that tower. 147.27 on that same tower. So, yeah, there's a lot of things up on that tower.
Anyway, that was the one I used, and whenever I hear you talking about it, I was like, I need to tell him, let him know that's a real active one. A lot of people use it, and there's a lot of good people on there.
There he is. 145.17, W4BAD, Oxford. wherever that is.
Set up. All right, John. Well, how much longer until you get up there yourself?
The rate I'm going now. I think we're supposed to close on the house around around the 15th of March. But if it doesn't fall through, and if it does, I've got two or three other guys lined up behind this guy that really want the house. It'll be another month, but we're going to be running back and forth. I got to get some stuff packed up here, and then I've got to hire a moving company to get the big stuff. But we've been shuffling stuff back and forth and trying to set up a house up there and keep this one running and whatnot. So today was, I had the inspector come through, and that took up most of the morning, and then I had to get my cat to the vet this afternoon, and that took up most of the afternoon, so I didn't get a whole lot accomplished today.
Well, I wish you well, and I know when you're in the middle of all that stuff, it can get frustrating, but I've heard it's a buyer's or a seller's market out there, so maybe it'll go quick, everything will go smoothly.
And whoever they were had their agent come out and look at the house, and he kind of videoed it for them and told my agent, who was here at the time, said, we're going to be sending you a full-price offer. Don't post it on MLS yet. But my guy, of course, already did. So I had a full-price offer before it was even posted. And then two more people came along after him and offered more. And I'd already signed a contract for this guy, so if it falls through, it's, you know, I've got two more people lined up ready to take it, so... So there we are. But in any event, it's still a pain to move. I 20 years in the Army, and I moved all over, you know, we're in half acre. And then after we got to South Carolina, I've moved one, two, three, four times since then. So it's like I'm tired of doing this.
I can imagine. It can get stressful if you let it. Well, that's good that they're bidding for your house, but it's too bad you can't buy when people are wanting to drop the price and then sell when people are bidding. Too bad it didn't work that way.
The guy up there apparently was real anxious to get out of his house. I offered him quite a bit less than what he was asking, and I was his first offer, and he took it. So he was ready to get out. So I got lucky on that end.
Go. I guess it does happen. That's good. That's always good when it works out that way.
I've never had it work out that way for me before, but it did this time, so I'm reasonably happy. But I'm going back on out of here. Shane, you take care of yourself. And 73, stay high to all the family, and stay warm. They're getting nice up there. I don't think we're going to get quite as much down here, but you take care of yourself. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Good luck in the move and everything. And good to talk to you. Hope you have a good evening. N4ZLK.
84DRC.
DRC station. I think I heard KC4DRC. This is N4ZLK. Name is Shane. Good evening.
Shane. Name's Doug. Kilo Delta 4. Delta Romeo Charlie. I'm getting back on the air for the first time in about 20 years.
KD4DRC, Doug, welcome back. Yeah, I've talked more tonight than I've talked in the last several weeks. I listen more than I talk. And I've been driving a different vehicle that doesn't have a radio in it the last couple of weeks, so I've been off the air completely for a little while, but welcome back.
This is the Caesar's Head repeater, correct? Yeah, I'm sitting in my garage with a little mag mount sitting outside and getting ready to start moving stuff in my vehicle myself.
I think the net starts here at 9 o'clock. They've got a net on here every night. So, same one that was on 20 years ago, the last time you were on.
I know my dad used to be a big part of all that kind of stuff and kind of got away from it there for a while. Well, I appreciate the callback, and I'm going to see if I can keep putting stuff together here.
nice to meet you, and hope you have a good evening. N4, let's see, KD4DRC from N4ZLK, 73.
N0TR, I won't keep you long. Just want to say good evening. You stay safe out there. The weather may change after midnight.
N0TR, sorry, N4ZLK. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm headed home. I'm about 15 minutes away. And I'm off tomorrow, so I will just sleep through tonight and hope the dog will wake me up early. But yeah, I don't know if we'll get much more than rain up along the border. They're talking about a lot of ice, so I hope it stays up there.
Going out, and we don't have to go out, Shane. We're just sitting here. What is this stuff, Bernice?
Cherry fluff.
Eating some cherry fluff, and it's about as far uptown as you can get.
Bernice, and did you say cherry fluff?
Well, don't ask me, but it's got cherries in it, and it's kind of fluffy, and it's got marshmallows in it, and it's good.
Pretty toity there.
Cream cheese and Cool Whip. You know, good, heart healthy stuff.
And anything is good. My wife mixes the kids call it a holy dip. She'll take a block of cream cheese and a jar of salsa and mix that together, and that makes a good dip. But anyway, we were, let's see, two weekends ago, we had a car coming in, the CarMax that we were looking at. And I was out working all day in the yard and wasn't even paying attention to the weather. We drove in to get the car. We decided to buy it, and we went outside, and there was 2 inches of snow on the ground. And we drove both cars home. We ended up turning down a road, and there was accidents everywhere. People were being dumb. We just pulled off to the side and sat there and watched several accidents. Waited until it cleared up. We were able to get home. But I wasn't prepared for that. I just wasn't even paying attention to the weather.
People down here, when it comes to snow, aren't the brightest stars in the constellation. And after spending 62 years in Kansas, I'm a pretty good judge of that.
It was kind of sad because they were a lot of impatient people. And it didn't matter if people coming the other way said, you can't go this way because the roads are blocked. And nobody's making it. We're turning around. People still tried. So it was kind of sad to see. But fortunately, nobody got hurt.
Truth. Well, we haven't done much today. I had to go get my eyes dilated and checked. And I'm just tickled to death tonight. They're back to normal, Shane. You know how that is. I just don't like it. And when I drove home, I didn't have Bernice with me, so I drove myself home, and I really didn't feel too great about that. It was the brightest thing I ever done, was your eyes dilated. But I made it safely. But they were still burning, and the sun was horrible. I had sunglasses, but it's not the smartest thing I could have done. But it was one of those times when I just about had to, unless I called the daughter and had her come and get me or something. But you know, he said after laser surgery sometimes, and it's been a couple of years since I had it, that the sac that holds the lens gets a little bit cloudy. And he says, from what we've seen looking at your optic nerve and that, that's the case. And pretty soon when I went into room number 4, 5, or 6, I don't remember, he come in there and said, look into this, and zap, 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 zap. And, man, I can read the smallest print you ever thought of tonight with that bright eye. And he says, it'll come back kind of like magic in a day or two, but it's already come back. I didn't realize it was getting a little bit cloudy. And then a month later, I get the left eye done. Which you could have done them both, but insurance purposes, they don't do that.
That cloudiness and And I know it's not the same thing, but cataracts, they creep up on you, and then you don't realize how bad your eyes were until you get them taken care of. The last time I checked on that laser surgery years ago, I wasn't a candidate. I'm farsighted, and I have trouble reading, not because I'm not educated, but because I have to wear reading glasses. My eyes don't focus properly, and which has been that way since I was young. But I had a brother and a sister, both had that done, and both of them still do not wear glasses for anything. You know, she's a pilot now, too, so they had that done years ago.
Yes, I could have had it done when I was younger, but first of all, I didn't have the money, and second of all, the technology wasn't there. Bernice is going to have her cataracts removed at the end of March, and this Clemson eye down here, I'm really high on them. They are great. I have a hard time reading, but it's because I took on phonics. But other than that, I do all right. But I took the driving test this year, just a few months ago, and my eyes were 20/20, and they'd been 2400. I couldn't see the big E on the eye chart before he fixed my eyes, put it that way. And I'll bet you your total time on the operating table is maybe 10 minutes.
Amazing. And that's, well, if you couldn't read the E, were you able to guess at it, try to pass that way, the big E?
No. Once it gets to that, I think it's, in the old days, they said, well, that's 2400. But I know I wanted to fly real bad when I was in the Navy. And I could see fine up real close. You know, I could read my watch and add out to about a foot away. But I was nearsighted, myopic. And I could swim like a fish, and so I didn't think that I was going to endanger anybody else. So I memorized the eye chart. I'd taken all the tests and everything and passed them. And they told me that at first class, the corpsman, when you went in there, he won't ask you to read the whole chart. He'll just tell you to read the fourth line down. But I memorized it, the whole thing. You had to have 2100 to be in a crew. It wasn't like you were flying the plane. And it works for me. N-R-O-T-Z was the letters back then.
I was wondering if they changed them over time. It seems like the E is always the first one. We had a guy that they fired because they claimed he was doing that, that he had memorized the chart, and I don't know how they proved it, but apparently his eyes were not good enough to pass the test, and they ended up firing him for lying about it.
Now, they didn't care back near in Vietnam, and they were getting a lot of replacements, shall we say. The only place that had ever caused me any trouble was in survival school when we was up in the mountains and they put us in a prison camp. And I had a tendency of not recognizing what they call the aggressor. And all he had was a green hat on and a red star on the front of it, and then greens. And I bumped into one night. He was less than happy. That got me a beating, but other than that, I didn't.
I guess at some point during those kind of conflicts, they just need bodies. They don't really, not going to be too concerned about how well you can see.
I could run any of the equipment that I was able to run without glasses on, radar, ECM, stuff like that. But some of the acoustical warfare stuff was pretty small to see. But other than that, I could see okay. But it was worth it, and heck, we had to do day evasions and night evasions at that school, and they was out there hunting you with a M1, and I did fine. I was prisoner number 94 to get captured out of 125. You remember that because they took a great big black marker and put it on you.
Something you'll never forget, and appreciate your service. I know I've heard you talking about your time in the Navy before, and I appreciate all those guys. It's an experience, I'm sure.
I'll tell you. And I know my brother and I visited Bataan and Corregidor and Bataan, and as far as you could see, there were 16,000 of them white crosses out there. And I've had people say, "Oh, you was a hero." No, I wasn't. Those fellows that didn't come home and under those white crosses, they're the heroes, Shane. And we just did our part. Back then, you had two choices. You could join or you could be drafted. It's a little different now. But they seem to be doing a good job, and that I'm proud of them. I always said, if you can't stand behind our troops, you're sure welcome to stand in front of them.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I know we got to go here soon, got the net going, but we love visiting the old aircraft carrier, the Yorktown, and we've been on the battle ship in North Carolina, and man, you sit in some of those seats, and you realize what those people, what those guys were doing, you know, sitting in those little tiny metal seats, cramped over, and shooting those big guns like that. It's just amazing. We don't know, those of us who didn't go through that don't, there's no way we could even imagine what it would be like.
Bernice and I went aboard the USS Missouri in Pearl Harbor, and I was fortunate enough to get to operate the CW key there. And it wasn't live, but they had a tone generator on it, and that was quite an experience. Especially with them guns, them 16-inch guns and 2,000-pound projectiles. They could lob out there about 26, 28 miles. Well, Shane, I'll let you go. I just wanted to ride with you a little ways home. Make sure you made it safe. You have a great day, and hibernate tomorrow just like old Bear. N4ZLK and 0TR73, Shane.
I'm about a half a mile from home, so it worked out. And good to hear you. And hello, Miss Bernice. You guys have a good night. N4ZLK.
Be around when I start the net, or you want me to put you on the log now? KI4DOS.
Just put me on the log. I'm going to pull in the driveway and get a shower and talk to my wife before she falls asleep. She's got to get up early. So I appreciate that. N4ZLK.
Stay safe and stay well. Tell your wife if it's icy in the morning to wait for that you make sure she gets to work safe. Y'all take care, and I got you in the log. N4ZLK, KI4DOS.
Same here, Gary. I heard you talking today to Steve for a while. Good to hear you. And please log me in there if you would. This is N0TR.
We got you. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all stay well and stay safe. And if you don't have to go anywhere tomorrow and there's ice on the ground, stay at home.
Little squids like me and you be slipping on the deck out there, Gary.
Well, the only place I know I've got to go tomorrow is to the drugstore. And if my wife has got enough of her pills in the cabinet and it's icy, I'll wait till Friday.
Okay, Gary. That's using your head. I told Amy we did our shopping Monday, so because I figured there'd be a rush on everything today. And she said, "That's smart feller." And we're glad we got all of our groceries and everything, but I don't think it's going to be so bad here. I think it's going to be to the north of us, and God help us. See you later, Gary. This is N0TR73, Gary.
I did get that email about the plane. I really enjoyed that one. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, that was a doozy one. And so true. I send them to you and Ray all the time. I hope you enjoy them. N0TR. KI4DOS. N0TR clear.
Please have a good evening. N0TR. KI4DOS.
Tomorrow, this is KK4JFO, and I know the net's about to start.
Yeah, you gotta make it quick.
Yeah, me and you talked last summer for about an hour, you convinced me to get into CW radio, and I've started my classes now.
For you here, and I'm going to give you an attaboy. And that's the best I can do, but I think Gary's right behind me there.
All right, I'll be out of here. Let the mess start.
Hope you enjoy it. This is N0TR.
KK4JFO.
Able to get together there right before the net. AOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
4DOS and the net, K4ZZX. Good evening, Gary. This is Steve. This Saturday, we're going to start getting folks in at 9:30, probably get going with the party at about 10:30, where I am hosting an antenna party. Folks, I'm going to need a little bit of help getting my HF antenna, my VHF and UHF up. And if you could make anytime, we're going to try to get these antennas up and have a good time while we're doing it. And if you would, Gary, please put me in the book while we got you there. K4ZZX, clear.
Steve, your antenna party that was scheduled for last Saturday, so you're going to try it again Saturday. Folks start coming up that way about 9:30 or so. You need some help getting your antenna and your VHF, UHF. And hope there's a good turnout there, Steve. I talked with a couple of folks, and they say they'll see what they can do. They don't know if they can got anything on their agenda right then, but hopefully we'll be able to get up there and help you get your antennas in there. Does anyone need any fields on Steve's announcement? I got it, Steve, and I got you down in the log, K4ZZX. Mr. Steve up there at the base of Ferris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. The only other announcement that I have is West Cars is having their third Saturday test session this Saturday over at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. You need a picture ID. If you have a copy of your license, if you're upgrading, bring that. If you don't have, we can kind of look it up on the website there and confirm it that way. And if you don't have a license and you want to get your driver or ham license, come on up to the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road at about 8:30, 8:45. We get in the building, get set up, and then we'll start the paperwork, and then we'll start testing about 9. The test does cost $10, and if you want to upgrade or get your license to start with, we'll be there Saturday morning, the 20th, I guess it is. Anyone need any fields on that announcement? Bulletins or traffic or announcements for the net, call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. This being Wednesday night, the reaction portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the reaction, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got a few folks that use the free check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And KA5WLL. Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. KK4W. That's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate all those fine folks being with us. And then I had a couple of folks checked in RF a little early. That's N4ZLK, Mr. Shane up in Cleveland. And N0TR, Mr. Tom over in Breer. And, of course, we've got Mr. Steve, K4ZZX. We'll move up to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary, but thanks for calling at 7-3 to everyone.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Mobile in Georgia. I will be listening, but the call snap is here, I tell you that. 737.
Yeah, 4DOS. Good evening to you and Joey. Please check in until what, 4? Yankee November Golf. K4YNE, Fletch and Easley, negative and negative.
DOS. Kyle Turn, WD4DYH, Johnny, K4SUG, Ray, both in driver's rest, both no traffic in the round table. Good evening, sir.
KI4DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W2MJB, Mr. Mark. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel. He's out there on the mobile tonight down in Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. And you be careful coming on home on the mobile. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletcher. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss, and WD4DYH, that's Mr. Johnny. And Mr. Ray, K4SUG, Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Johnny. Tell Ray and Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Inman. I'll be negative negative, but I'll be listing for the swap net.
LS. Please check in Whiskey, Cough 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 7-3 to you on there on the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
For DOS. In out of November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Edmund, no comment, no traffic. Say hello to Miss Joy for us. And 73s.
Yeah, for DOS. Top shot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, K4CKT, John, and I'm in Honey at Bape. Good evening. And good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short, huh?
KI4DOS. And Kilo 4, Mike, Delta, India, K4MDI, Scott, Seneca, negative and negative.
4DOS. And Miss Joy, please check in. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha, Oscar, just out of turn. And it's Jim at Traveler's Rest, negative traffic, negative round table, and 73 to all of the net.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You're doing a good job on the net there, buddy. One thing, Walt, when I checked in last night, I said no traffic. I did not say no comment. So if I do that, I don't always say I'll be around for comments. So just file that away for future reference. I stepped out of the room, and when I come back in the room, you had already closed the net out. But I was going to talk with you a little bit, and I hope your sore throat's better. Thanks for being with us there, Walt. Also, like to say good evening to WG4MC, Minister Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KN4RJN, Minister John, up in Inman. And KF4CKT, Mr. John, down in Honeypot. Fair John's there in the road there. I appreciate both of you fellas being with us. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4MDI, Mr. Scott, he's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us, Scott. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's up in Malden, or down in Malden. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And KO4LAO, Mr. Jim, up here in Driver's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Additional stations, Mike Sweet Papa from the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.